Marine Hotel Sutton, second meeting of the night. Finian McGrath TD, how are you doing?
Very good, actually. We had an excellent meeting tonight. We met parents of children and adults with intellectual and physical disabilities. It was a very emotional night as well, because of the lack of services for many people, adults and children with disabilities. But it was also a very positive night because we came up with some very good ideas.
You're a tireless campaigner and advocate for people's rights with disability and without disability. Are we getting anywhere? We're, 99 years after the proclamation was signed. Do we cherish all children equally?
In 2015, the answer to your question is no, we don't cherish all children equally. But the fight goes on for the rights of children and adults with disabilities. That goes on. We've had a few major victories in relation to resources recently for children with Down syndrome and also for some services. But the fight goes on because we want to ensure, and by the way, if we can do it over the next 12 months coming up to 2016, provide proper services and grant equality for children and adults with disabilities in this state. We now have the extra resources. The budget figures are good today, so let's look at putting a few bob into these services and ensure that people get the rights.
When it comes to mental health, where are we for people with, you know, providing services? There's a lot of waiting lists and difficulty of access. Where's it going?
It's an appalling situation that you have an excellent plan, a vision for change there to deal with mental health issue, and it's not been implemented fully. And the budget has been ring-fenced for the last 4 or 5 years. So, yes, they don't seem to be able to get the thing up and running. So it's incompetence coming from the government, both senior minister and junior minister, to this issue, because we have a ring-fenced the 30 million for that vision for change. And yet, there are major gaps. I get parents, I get patients all the time coming to me about that they can't get the appointments, can't get the services, and yet the HSE are saying they can't get the staff, and there's all sorts of cock-ups like that going on, and it's not acceptable.
Last question, and before I ask it, welcome to the Dublin North East end of Dublin Bay North. Not for the first time, because you've been here before. Last question is, how should 1916 be commemorated?
Well, I think the best way to commemorate 1916 would be to ensure that all children with disabilities and all adults with physical and intellectual disabilities are granted their rights of citizens of the state, and then that would be cherishing all the children of the nation equally.
Finian McGrath, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Delighted. Thank you.